Well, for two reasons. Firstly, we think that life perhaps on Earth started in the oceans, and that's like a biological, a chemical reason. In terms of a climate reason, we know that the oceans play a large role in reducing temperature gradients across the Earth's climate, actually. It's thanks to the oceans that the poles are actually a little bit warmer than they would be otherwise. And so if you're going to try and figure out what the climate of a planet is like, you can't just look at the atmosphere. You've also got to look at the ocean.
So does this make the discovery of life more likely then?
We're not saying that. What we're saying is that if we're trying to characterize these extrasolar planets, we're starting to find more and more of them. A lot of work has gone into trying to understand what these atmospheres may be like, and that's fine. I mean, it's good that people are trying to understand the atmospheres of these planets. What we're saying is that the oceans have an important role, and we're trying to shed some light on what that role is.
Do these oceans look like the oceans on our planet?
There's an assumption that the oceans would look a little bit like the oceans on this planet, but at different rotation rates, we could have different circulations. The oceans may have different depth. The ocean, if depending on what the biology is, may be a slightly different color. So who knows? I mean, that's one of the things to try and go out there and try and observe these things to see what we see.
How far are we from discovering a planet that can actually sustain human life?
Well, I think there's two sort of answers to that. First off, we don't know what makes a planet that could sustain human life. We've got one very good piece of evidence, which is Earth, but there could be other planets that are slightly different and yet could sustain life, could sustain intelligent life. We don't know. That's one reason why we're researching it. In terms of how far away we are, every year, every month, you know, technology is advancing. There are more and more observations of these extrasolar planets, smaller planets. There are more details of observations of the planets we've seen so far. So, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. In the next few years to come, we're going to find out more and more, and hopefully we'll be able to characterize these planets more and more and get to a point where maybe you can say, yes, it's likely that there could be life on this or that planet.